KO4 PXB Mobile.
For HKX, how are you this evening, Lloyd?
I was wondering if my radio was working because it was silent from the, probably about 30 minutes now. I was like, okay. Everybody must be either still working, asleep, or just kind of waiting.
Usually I don't hear too much on here this time of day. A little bit here and there, but it has been quiet today, that's for sure.
He's taking an early weekend.
I never know anymore. Maybe they just decide not to go to work.
Possible due to the fact that kids are out of school, they're probably, parents are probably taking a little bit of vacation to get away.
85 right now, or did you get off that mess already?
The Highway 14, right there where it started already backing up, that's my normal exit, so it was just now starting to get to that point, so I've had smooth sailing all the way up to Highway 14.
Coming today then, isn't it?
When I normally leave about 4:30, somewhere right close before 5 o'clock, then I very seldom get stuck in traffic because, but there always is that one in a million chance. More than like one in 10 chance on 85.
Being awful generous with the odds there.
Like I said, that's why I definitely corrected that very quickly.
Is your budget all taken care of?
18 items submitted today because with my other work, like I said, definitely that takes priority because that puts, you know, food on the table. But I did get 18 more items submitted today, so.
It's progress, then, isn't it?
This KO4 PXP, due to the fact that there's only a little over $4,000 allotted, and it's probably going to go way over that due to the fact that now the way the things are, it's going to be well over that because just one of them I submitted for, like, those 9 items for, like, $1,200.
$4,000 for the whole year at the armory, I'm assuming?
Actually, my section of it is only $4,000, but the whole part for our unit is like $41,000, but of course that goes to armory maintenance and the other 8 sections.
Well, don't add up to much, does it?
Not that way, because the supply section has to kind of pretty much order everything for the whole unit. So when I submit this, they're going to have to, you know, come up with a wish and want and go with the best of the two.
The way the government spends money, I was just expecting it to be a whole lot higher than that.
It would if it was more of a federal money thing, but since it's a state money, they have to kind of be easy on that.
I was making a mistake. I thought it was federal money. So, yeah, I can see that now. But, Lloyd, you be careful. I'm going to have to jump out here and buy some of this liquid gold called diesel and have sticker shock. But I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
4 PXB. I'm standing by and listening.
Or her car?
One car garage, and
I mean, it does really good for one vehicle, you know, plus some, but a $1,700 tricycle sitting there to the side, I kind of want to keep it in good shape.
I understand.
Work on TV antenna, but I've about given up on that. I've tried all kind of different configurations, and the area we're located in is not very well suited for digital TV reception.
That same problem. I can't pick up not one channel.
Quite a few, but I say a few, probably about 10 or 12 of the main ones, then you got about two or three running on each one of them. But the problem is, you know, it'll jump, and when you hear a helicopter flying, and everything goes out.
I don't get any of them, so I understand what you're saying.
I live in the lowest spot in Easley, and looking at the terrain, even if I built a 100-foot tower, I'd be looking into the ground about a quarter mile away.
Yeah, the same problem. I live outside of Brevard, and in the Little River Valley, right down up against the base of the mountain, Cedar's Head or DuPont, whichever mountain you want to call it. And so the towers are up above me, and they just shoot right over top.
I tried satellite, which it works okay unless it gets really stormy or cloudy, but then the majority of what you're paying for is commercials.
I just did away with commercial TV altogether, I don't know, I guess about 10 years ago now, and all I have is Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, Prime, and anything else like news or anything like that, I just watch it off the apps or on YouTube.
At least you got the pretty mountains to look at when you're at home.
I've been watching the old news anyway, so I'll trade that for that.
Then, KC4SKD, but a friend of mine, he lives in where the terrain is flatter, and he's got a much better antenna than I've got, and he gets, you know, he said his reception is great.
Location, location, location. And is your call C as the first word, was in Charlie?
Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta.
I thought that's what I was hearing you say, but I wanted to just verify on that.
Younger brothers are hams, and my wife's a ham. And the brother in the middle, he used to live in right outside of Atlanta, and that's how we were able to talk, is after he got his ham ticket, we could talk to the caller repeater. That's back before cell phones are, you know, a lot more affordable. I mean, back then, they would really burn you up on the minutes.
At, like, 100 minutes for the whole month.
Yeah, we'd talk through the caller repeater every once in a while, but it was, you know, kind of running to the max there because it was scratchy, and when the bad weather came, we had trouble communicating then, but it worked for the most part.
That your whole family is ham radio operators. Nobody else in my family is. Until I got my license, I didn't even know another ham up where I live.
I started when I worked with I worked in the IT department at the bank 35 years ago, and there was 1, 2, 3 hams in there, and they kept after me. So finally I said, okay, I'll go get my license. And I did, and it's been a lot of fun.
I've taken license about a year and a half ago, and then I upgraded to general last November. So I'm enjoying the hobby so far. Met a lot of really nice people on this repeater and throughout the community.
Guess you know about the net at 9 o'clock.
That was one of the first contacts I had with ham radio, was the net.
We
it's been a few years ago, but I was one of the net controllers on the Friday night. And that was back, oh boy, that was 98, 99. My wife and I would take turns. She'd call the net one Friday, and then I'd call the net the next Friday.
I'm still struggling to get call signs down, so I hadn't tried that one yet.
Before ham, in the 70s and a little bit in the 80s, I was a CB-er. I had a CB in the car. And we'd go to see grandmother in Florida. Oh, man, we wouldn't be without the CB. And I had a Toyota Supra with the louvers over the back window. And I remember going down Interstate 75 and my mag mount antenna came loose and went boom, 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 boom down those louvers and hit the road. I was dragging it.
Well, too much wind for the magnet there, did you? And my dad was a truck driver, so I was around CB all my life growing up, too. So, well, when he was around, anyway.
Uncle was a truck driver and a cousin. But, yeah, it did a number on that antenna, dragging it down I-75 until I got stopped. It wasn't much good after that.
If it worked at all, that'd been amazing.
I don't have many radios. I got this old Yaesu here that's about on its last leg as far as the display is concerned, and I've got another Yaesu at home. I don't have any HF equipment.
A little overboard since I got my license, and I've got 2-meter 440s and HF rigs to spare right now, so I don't know. I'll figure out something to do with them, though.
Have a big old Helicrafters radio receiver that had they had 18 tubes in it, and I gave the thing away to somebody, and I wish I'd kept it.
She had that back now, don't you?
But yeah, that was after I gave it to him, he compared it to the radios he had, and he said, Larry, he said, that's the best receiver I've got.
Radio I use at the house is a Yaesu FT-991A. That's my base station radio. The one I'm on now is a Kenwood TMD710GA with the built-in GPS for APRS.
I think I have even combined hobbies. When I take my trike out riding, I flip my handy talkie on the handlebar so I can hear what's going on there, and if I take the little speaker mic, it makes it more convenient to talk to people.
I imagine it does. Trying to get the handy up there to talk to somebody and hold on to the handlebars ain't too easy.
Well, I'll go ahead and sign with you. I need to concentrate on driving here, but it's been good talking to you for a few minutes.
You also, and my name's Patrick, by the way. I never did catch your name.
It's Larry, and I hope you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk to you later, KC4SKD.
Good to talk to you this afternoon, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring for a while.
KFW.
How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, doing pretty good right now, stuck in traffic, it looks like.
We'll have to get something to eat this evening.
I was getting ready to leave. It was like 4:02, and it's like, hey, we need a bunch of floor dry. They had a major spill on everything, and I had to go out and try to round up some floor dry. I got about 50 bags, I think, on a truck, dropped it off. I got more coming tomorrow than that, so I just left work. I'm down here. Where am I at? I am still in Lyman.
You're almost there.
The traffic is really, really bad. I mean, it's bumper to bumper all the way through Lyman. I don't know what's up.
85 is backed up again as usual.
Up there on 85?
Quentin, he said traffic was backing up at the 14, exit 14 there, or exit 4, highway 14, and right when he got off. So I'm assuming there was a wreck out there. He never did say what it was.
I'm remotely close to some car that's thumping. I can hear all the sheet metal on it vibrate.
Roger.
That vibration sound is, or what it's doing.
Yeah. I think that Andrew would be on here right about now.
I didn't know if it was his late day or not.
It's at 5:30 during the week, except for Tuesday.
He'll catch him sometimes when I'm walking the dog. Dog's going to be mad when they get home that I missed her walk time.
An extra lap.
Where those dogs attacked that lady?
One in Honeypath, where they had to amputate both her arms.
It's in bad shape. Had to amputate her arms, maybe take her esophagus out. Got her spleen. And yeah, she's in bad shape.
I think she said she was like 38 years old. KO4 HKX for
FW. Yeah, I believe you're right. She's got like 3 kids. Man, that's gonna be a chore now.
And the dogs. I mean, the guy had to come along. I mean, the dogs are still there chewing on her. Started off really slow, but the afternoon really picked up. It made up for it and then some. Well, lunchtime, I was about an hour and a half ahead of schedule.
What?
I'm heading up 25, just crossed under 11.
On your way to the house, so you got a good day.
Had a good day. I cut off the last two shops. I was going to go home. Today is Elise's birthday, so I was going to go home and spend the evening with her.
Happy birthday.
What do I tell her?
Together one evening when you're in our area.
I know when you want to do it, and we'll try to come down.
Sometimes she likes to ride with me.
Just to come down here on Saturdays or something like that to do our shopping, because the store's up around the house, it's hard to get anything.
We're starting to be a little bit pitiful for sure.
We're having our challenges getting supplies in.
In Greer, it doesn't appear to be too bad, but boy, it was sure bad back there in Lyman. I don't know what the problem was. Never did see anything. KN4 TFW.
Well, even out on 290, it wasn't bad. Man, buzzed right through there. Wasn't even a real wait in a red light like there normally is.
Moved out there to Sandy Flats. I gotta take my dog out there tomorrow afternoon. They're gonna dog sit for us.
Heading out to Raleigh. Is that what I heard you say this morning?
Little town called Terry.
If I don't talk to you again, Mac, y'all be safe, and I'll talk to you when you get back.
In the car, so I have a radio, and I'll probably take my HT. Maybe there's some kind of digital something I can get on, and we can talk.
You can see which one of the repeaters you can get on out there in around Raleigh or wherever you're going, and program it in, and see what talk group is on it, if it's got Southeast or North Carolina, or, you know, one of the other talk groups, and then I can talk to you at the house on that talk group, even though I'm not anywhere close to it, a repeater.
My spot, right?
That is correct. Out there tonight and find out what their repeaters are on, then we can get on it, and you'll be able to communicate back here.
You have to give it a try. I don't know what's on the agenda when we get up there, but they'll have something planned, I'm sure.
Well, if they hadn't been together in a while.
Well, he's got to go to Texas for work for a few days, so he won't be there.
Hang out with her sister and her mom and leave you all alone.
Sure. And they probably got some kind of shopping or going to the farmer's market in mind. And my sister-in-law just got back from Columbia.
Was from Columbia, didn't you?
He is. I think he was actually born over here, maybe, or he came over. They came over when he was really little.
Customers from down around Columbia, they go back every now and then. So I don't know.
Of their trip, it looked like a nice place, but it's not, you know, I think it's one of those where if you just go around the wrong corner, you're in the wrong place.
I know what you mean there, but that's pretty much anywhere anymore, isn't it?
It's about right, for sure, when you think about it.
And into Greenville and don't know where you're going, it'd be real easy to get on the wrong side of town.
Last night, we're out there in California, people were stopped wearing watches, you know what I mean, because people were jumping them in broad daylight and taking their watches.
People, it's not a crime anymore, that's what they're going to do.
Let's say if you do it and we catch you, then we're going to feed you and clothe you and give you medical treatment, let you watch TV, and it's just going to be like a big day spa for, you know, 20 years.
It's not over a certain dollar amount. It's just a misdemeanor. You ain't going to get nothing. Slap on the hand and say, here, go on.
Bounce.
State line, so I may lose you here shortly. Know if you wanted to or not, but I can meet you over there.
Call sign again.
Hello, Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lima, Papa, KO4 ULP.
KO4 ULP, this is KY4EF. How are you doing today?
How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I'm coming down I-85. This I'm always impressed with this repeater being able to get up here. I'm right at the North Carolina, South Carolina line, so I'm just really impressed by its coverage. Over.
You know, I haven't really played around with your repeater from, you know, I normally use the repeater, but normally it's inside my house I use it from. Sometimes I'll take out handhelds around in local area and I can hit it pretty well, so I haven't figured out how far I can hit it from yet, though.
Good. So, what's your first name?
It's Alexander. What's yours?
Alexander, my first name is Barry. Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee.
I didn't catch that. Could you try that again, please?
Okay, Alexander, my name is Barry. B-A-R-R-Y, Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee.
I think I got it that time. You know, that's not too popular of a name, so it took me a minute to make sure I heard right.
Well, you're doing really good. How long have you had your license, Alexander?
I haven't really counted up the months or days, but I got licensed on November the 3rd and got my call sign on November the 5th.
Well, that's impressive. That's really impressive. So what kind of radio do you have, Alexander?
I am working off of a 25-watt mobile rig that I'm using as a base station. The company is Anytone, and the model number is AT-778UV.
What kind of antenna do you have? You have an outside antenna at your shack?
Well, second-story shack, so right on the roof peak there, which is about 20, 30 feet up, there is a 6-foot J-pole antenna.
Alexander, did you build it?
No, but I'm not sure who built it, but I got it from another ham radio operator.
Really good. How did you get interested in doing ham radio, Alexander?
Well, my dad bought a little Boa thing, a 5-watt radio, and we knew somebody who was in the hobby. His call sign is K2RCL. We knew him before he even got his license, and so I pretty much started listening on the Boofang, and I thought that I was going to get my license, and it's been over a year since we've had the Boofang. We got it last January, and finally got my license in November, but anyway, so that's pretty much what got me into the hobby.
Really good. Now, did I understand your daddy, your father also has his license, over?
Well, not yet. He's been ready to take the test around the 1st of December, and then we just haven't gone around to setting up a time.
It was a bit of all at different times because it just runs out of time and stuff.
Got really bad there, and I couldn't make out what you said.
It's a little scratchy right through here. I'm coming into I'm got a low place right here. I'm just wondering what's your next thing you want to do in ham radio.
What I want to do in ham radio, well, I've kind of gotten a little bit involved in HF. I had a little bit of kind of trouble getting the radio all figured out and working, but and then I, you know, another operator, my antenna SWR, which is a little bit high, let me borrow an antenna tuner, and I was doing fine for about not even a day, and then I strained frequencies too fast, and now I can't get some a bypass plate to turn off on the tuner, and the tuner won't tune now, so, you know, my thing is I'd like to get involved more in HF, and you know, probably from there, get my general license and maybe then my extra and, oh yeah, I also want to get involved in the club. There's just a lot that I can do. Pretty much want to do that, everything sounds so interesting that there pretty much isn't ham radio. It's almost like I'd like to do it all, but I don't know if that would even be possible.
I can tell you're probably a teenager, probably, and that's really good, and you're being get involved with a hobby. It's a good hobby. I was in my 60s before I ever got my license. Finally had time to do it, and it's a lot of fun for me. It's been a lot of fun. There's so many ways you can go with HF and VHF and UHF and just have a lot of fun. I mean, it's just never-ending things you can try to do.
Ken, I just wanted Alexander to know this is AA1RD. I'll be standing by when your QSO is over. I'll have a quick chat with Alexander. Thank you for letting me contact in.
No problem at all. In fact, you go ahead and hold it. I'll go to, this is 2Y40F. I'll be clear waiting on to finish up the QSO. QSO?
Interrupt to break up the QSO. Go ahead and I'll wait.
That'll be good. Alexander, well, that's really exciting for you to be able to go do that. So what grade are you in school?
You guessed I was a teenager, so yes, I am 13, and, yeah.
That's really good. Do you belong to a local radio club, over?
To any radio club yet. I'd like to get involved in one. I'm just not sure which yet.
There's a lot of good ones around. If you live in Greenville, I know there's some good folks up there for sure, and if you're in Anderson, there's a good one there, and I live over next to Clemson, and so we have multiple choices over there, I belong to the Anderson Radio Club, over.
Yeah, I live in Traverse Rest, so I don't know if there's any, clubs around there, but, I know there are some around in Greer and Greenville, and, I don't know, just probably have to attend a few of their club meetings and see which one I like the best.
Attended highly because they're a lot of fun. There's a lot of folks in there, especially in the Greenville area, that knows they're really good. They have a lot of knowledge about ham radio and stuff. So as you're learning and going through this process, you know, that's something really good. I had an old guy that helped me a lot and just cannot tell you how much work that is. Over.
Even though I'm still not a part of a club yet, I still have had a lot of people that have helped me out and, you know, got helped me figure out stuff and, you know, gave me a few gifts to help me get more involved in the hobby. And I just thank all of them because I don't know if I'd be so advanced to already have all this equipment if it wasn't for them.
Excited for you for sure. Well, this is really good. I'm going to go ahead and clear off here. I've got to drive a little bit. I'm coming through close to Gaffney right now, so I need to pay attention. So I want to be clear and let you catch up the other gentleman there, and I'll be listening. So if you want to come back to me in about 20, 30 minutes, I should be around. Over.
I guess I'll go ahead and let you go then, and I guess the AA1RD, when you can go ahead and hop in back in.
Sander, good to hear you on the radio this afternoon. I sent your dad a couple of emails, and I sent you the instruction manual for the tuner. Has that helped at all?
I haven't really got a chance to look. My dad did look on his computer upstairs, but he's been having a little bit of trouble with the email system, so I'll have to check on the laptop downstairs to see if it came through on that one. And if it didn't, I guess I'll let you know, and you could try to resend it, possibly.
That for sure. Are you at the antenna tuner right now? 4 minutes?
Now, before we start, let me just get my coaxial cable. There's supposed to be some thunder in the forecast. I threw it out the window, as you said, and also kind of put a plastic bag around the connector so it wouldn't get as wet, and so now I just got to take that off.
Friends, yeah, well, we'll see if we can get that tuner out of the bypass mode so that you're back able to tune up.
Just a second here. There's going to be a little bit of silence because I have to also duct tape around the top to kind of seal it off, so now I have to struggle with getting this off, too. K1RD, this is KO4ULP. I got everything set up here.
Good. Why don't you power up the tuner, the antenna tuner, and tell me, is the bypass light on?
Everything. The tuner comes on, too, so I just turned the tuner on and off, and the bypass light stayed on.
Turn the tuner power on, and is the antenna tuner light on?
Last of what you said, I don't know if what's going on, but I'm kind of hearing the other guy scratchy, and I don't know if you're mobile or not, but I'm not getting any strong signal from you.
We'll try it one more time. Is the AMT2, the antenna 2 light on the tuner as well?
Exactly. The antenna 2 light is on.
Can you press the C up button? C up, press that, and let it go.
C up button, and the bypass turned on. I'm turned off. Okay, let me try to tune. I got the bypass light off, but the tuner still isn't tuning.
Putting out RF. Is your radio on and in the portion of the band that you're permitted to transmit on?
Radio isn't putting out anything. I don't have it on lock. And I'm at 28.400.
Good. So now what I want you to do is turn the drive to about mid-range. No more than mid-range, maybe a third of the way up, and then put it in lock and press the tune button and release the tune button and see if it tunes.
I believe I am tuned. My SWR meter shows 1:1.
So what you need to remember is the radio has to be putting out some RF before the tuner will attempt to tune. So because you didn't have it in lock, and you want when you're tuning up, you don't want to put out a lot of power, so you want to keep that drive level to maybe 1/3 scale. turn it into lock. That'll turn the RF on, and then you can press the tune button, and it'll tune it for you.
I remember that. All right, so, yeah, thanks for your help, and should be working fine now.
Why don't we try one more thing? Do you have another minute or two? What frequency are you at right now on your radio? And take it out of lock and put it into normal SB. Not reverse sideband, normal SB. Take it out of lock and tell me what frequency you're at.
Out of lock and I'm at 28.400.
There's some traffic at 28400. Would you dial up to 28410, 28410?
Being there right now.
There, what I'd like you to do is turn your drive level up to about 60%. So turn it up to like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and key up your mic and give me a call sign.
So roughly, I didn't quite catch the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock thing. So I have 0, 2, 4, 6, looks like 8, 10. So do you want me to put at 6 or the 8 or the 10? I think normally we did the 8 or the 7 or somewhere around there.
7. Drive at 7 would be perfect.
Right.
Key up and see if you get some power indication on the tuner, and see, I'll see if I can hear you.
I'm giving it a shot here.
Alexander, I hear nothing. Now, you have your mic gain up as well, and are you seeing any indication of power output on the tuner when you speak?
Up to the tuner, the power is going up as I speak, and I have no clue where the microphone gain control is.
Getting power indication on the tuner when you speak, then you're transmitting, and you're off to the races. I can't hear you here at my QTH, but I think you're good to go.
And thank you again for all your help. And by the way, if you're still up for making an underwater breathing system, I'm trying to think up some ideas. I still haven't quite figured it all out. I started doing some research on... you know, plastics that are safe and hoses that are safe to breathe from and a few other things.
Well, this coming weekend, I'm busy. My wife and I are going to go out of town. But late next week, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week, I should be available. So why don't you or your dad send me an email and we'll set up a time. And we can either have a phone call or I can come over to the house and we can swap ideas.
And, if you're not up for this, just let me know. I'll have to do a little bit more research. I still need to figure out how many breaths a minute a person needs. And so I still have decided what depth we want to go to because you can breathe air 21% oxygen safely, it becomes poisonous, I should say, at 216 feet. So, but I don't think, no, we're not planning to go that deep, but that's just a little bit too dangerous without being properly trained.
No. Well, anyway, what I do want you to do, Alexander, is let me know if you make some additional successful QSOs on 10 meters. I really want to make sure that you're comfortable at running the rig and the tuner at 10 meters. So if nothing else, I'll be available late next week if you want me to come over for a refresher and we can work to make sure that you're getting out on your rig.
That will work, and I'll see if I can get into this thing tonight if I have the time and just kind of scroll through the frequencies and see if there's any action.
Signal at 28.435, so you might want to listen there. The receiver's working well. Remember, you got to tune up your receiver with that pre-selector. All right, we'll talk later. I'll let you know now. This is AA1RD. I'll be clear with KO4 ULP on your final.
This is KO4 ULP 73s, and have a good rest of your evening.
4 ULP, this is KY4EF.
ULP, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. We talked a minute ago. Sound like you're going to get on 10 meters. That's awesome. You'll have a lot of fun doing that, over.
So, I'll see if, how many cubes I can make, and, you know, just, it's an older rig, old rig, so there's no waterfall this way, so, you know, I have to do a little bit more hunting to find the signal.
Well, that's true, and that's the joys of the radio, but I was going to tell you, there is a, there's a net that meets on Sunday evening at 7:30, if it's all right with your parents, and it's on 28.347, and they meet, and they're a good group, and they encourage young folks and people that are new to the hobby, and so that might be something you might want to check into.
Just check my paper. I might already have that written down, but I'm not seeing it. So, just a second here, and let me see if I can find a pencil, and you can give me that information one more time.
Let me know when you're ready, Alexander.
Just have to find the pencil. I think it's in here. I still haven't quite gotten everything organized for a trip that I took to Florida, and also took all my radio gear and stuff like that. So I thought, aha, your pencil is still in the bag that I took. So anyway, I'm ready.
Okay, it's called the Golden Corner 10-meter net, and it meets on Sunday evening at 7:30, and it's on 28.347. Now, sometimes they have to move up and down if there's other people on the dial, but there's probably a lot of folks get in there, and it'll be really interesting to see if you can make that jump from Traveler's Rest into the net, which is in Pickens and Oconee County.
8.3 what?
28.347.
I got that down.
What kind of antenna you got for your 10-meter rig?
That's a dipole antenna.
Did it really well, Alexander. The gentleman there was on before. That sounded like they've got you set up really well. Got you a tuner, a radio, and stuff. That's really good. You'll have a lot of fun, over.
And that hooked me up with the tuner, and he also is the one that built the antenna for me.
That's really good to have that person around. This is KY4EF for identification, over.
I really do appreciate them, and yeah, just you know, I really like the welcoming, being, you know, warmness of being welcomed into the amateur community, because you know, before I was about to get my license, I was a little bit worried that you know, I didn't hear anybody that was young as I am that had their license, and I was a little bit worried that they wouldn't accept me into the community, but it turns out, you know, when I got there, they were very proud of me, and they really enjoyed, I think, having a younger person in the hobby. And by the way, this is KO4 ULP for Station 90.
I agree, and most guys are, you know, really, really good, especially local folks are really, really good, for sure. And of course, there's few out there that are not, just like anything else you get into, but I'd say 98% of the people are really, really good in ham radio.
Contact.
Station.
4MMU here, just listening, and I'm going to go back to listening. Just wanted to make a comment. All the information I've been hearing so far is great, and welcome to the hobby. KM4MMU, my name is Sammy. I'm in Ward, South Carolina, and I'll be listening. Thank you.
Thank you for the encouragement, and I don't know if you've heard, but, you know, I'm not stopping here. I'm planning to move up and hopefully get my general and extra.
One thing about it, Alexander, you've got the initiative and you got the excitement for it, and it's, like I said, it's a very interesting hobby. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. In fact, you could never end ever discovering something new to do.
You know, I'm just not really for myself here. I mean, I want to excel too, but I also want to hopefully get some more youth into the hobby. You know, I think that'd be nice to, you know, kind of strengthen the hobby. So I'm working on that. Hopefully I can maybe get one or two to come on in.
If other kids see what you do, they'll probably be interested in it. So that's really, really good. Well, I'm going to say my 73s to you, Alexander. I look forward to making another QSO with you. And this is KY4EF. Be clear on your final there, Alexander. Over.
73, this is KO4ULB, and I'm clear.